Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
We are excited to have another episode of Lending Forward, and today we have our guest, Miss Bethany Neely from Homebot. It's sales success. Tell me the rest of it.
You're so close.
I was so close. I tried my best.
Senior Customer Success Manager. Yep.
Awesome,
so a lot
awesome.
Of words there.
A lot of words, but you know, it's for an important person. I know you play a great role there. We love having people on at Lending Forward, and we love partnering with you as well. And a lot of what we try to bring to our listeners is, you know, different tools, resources, information that can help them really in you know, work or also with their customers and just provide a great experience. And just when we've been working with you, I feel like that's something that we've always gotten. So truly appreciate you coming in to visit with us today. And it was a long flight from Denver?
Yep, okay. Denver.
All right.
Yeah, super excited to be here.
Nice.
Jam-packed 2 days, but really excited to see you all.
Fantastic, fantastic. So I want to jump right in. So tell us real quick, kind of give us your elevator pitch around Homebot so people kind of understand what the tool is, and then we can kind of dive into, you know, how it can help them, what it does for customers, what it does for people actually using it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds great. I'll start from the LO perspective, and then I'll end with the client okay. perspective, because I kind of feel like there's two avenues there. From the mortgage banker or the loan officer standpoint, we like to brand ourselves as a homeownership intent platform. And our goal is to truly surface actionable data back to your mortgage bankers.
Right.
So they know who to reach out to at the right time, ultimately, so they can get to those clients before their competition. So there's a lot of different, I would say, avenues with that. But what that looks like is we send out a once a month report to all of their database that has the value of their home, ways to leverage their equity, how much equity they even have in there. And on the back end, that client has the opportunity to always reach back out to their mortgage banker, whether that be maybe a CMA request, a direct message, maybe they want to start viewing listings. It's just a really easy avenue, in my opinion, to keep the mortgage banker top of mind while nurturing their entire database. So that's kind of the loan officer, the mortgage banker side.
That's one side of it.
Yeah. Okay. And I always get the common question, like, if I want to do an elevator pitch to maybe a new client that I just closed, I want to let them know I'm signing them up for Homebot next month. What should I tell them? And I always say the easiest way there is just let them know, like, hey, I have this free tool. Here's what it does. And you can think of it as a bank statement on your home.
Okay.
Because when I started Homebot almost 3 years ago, obviously it was a very different market then. And really that was our
different world then.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Very different. Yeah. That was kind of the elevator pitch then. It's okay. Like, hey, just think of it as the consumer. Like you know how to track your investments, you know how to track your bank accounts, but how are you tracking your home? And really at that time, even when Homebot was created 8 or 9 years ago now, there was nothing like that.
Right. And so how are you tracking your home? But it's also kind of like that growth of the home. And a lot of the buzz phrases over time and really the last, I think, few years, I've seen it so much more is, you know, how creating wealth
yeah.
and how your home is appreciating. And you sent some buzzwords before around equity. And I think tell us that about that feature when you look at it from the homeowner standpoint. That report card that you're kind of getting on, you know, wellness report on your
yeah.
home. How are you seeing homeowners use that?
I would say it definitely depends on the homeowner. There are homeowners or consumers that have been on Homebot, I mean, for 5+ years now, and maybe
okay.
they're just going in, you know, viewing their report, scrolling, engaging, and just coming back month over month. But then you have those really highly engaged consumers or homeowners that maybe they just got signed up for Homebot. Maybe it was a referral from a friend or a family. This is really a new, shiny platform for them where they can engage as much as they want.
Right.
We're capturing all that behavior data on the back end. I would say the most popular ways a homeowner clicks through the home digest is, I always say this on any training, but right below the home value section in the monthly report, there's a market temperature section. So it just lets them know, based on the zip code they're located in, how that market is performing. I've almost been home about three years. It's the most click-through section year after year. Loan officers love it because the consumer can actually start viewing listings throughout that section. There's a little should you sell now section. So it's really an educational piece there where maybe they've had the home for a long time or maybe very little, but they really don't know if it is a good time to buy or sell.
Right.
So we don't tell them if it is.
Yeah.
We give them little tidbits, but we want to point them back to the loan officer as the true financial expert. So I'd say like it's a loaded answer, but it's very individualized on the consumer. Every different educational module throughout the Home Digest highlights a very different topic in the space.
So if I'm on it and I'm, you know, before I think everybody was going out and you're kind of like the nosy neighbor, right? You're going around. You're, you know, looking to see whose home is for sale, how much did it sell for, all that. So on the Home Digest report that I'm getting from HomeBot, as a homeowner, I'm able to see all that. So I'm able to see what my home's doing, but also what my neighborhood's doing. So if I've just made the largest purchase that most likely I will make in my life, I can now see how is that doing? How's my investment doing compared to my neighbors, compared to the community, things around that?
Yep.
Okay.
You're spot on. I'd say the other piece there that we hear a lot is maybe you sold your home recently, but you want to keep tracking the value of that home and see how that is. So that's kind of the other piece.
Right, there. Right. Kind of seller's remorse, right?
Yeah.
Did I sell it too early? that's kind of my story. I've definitely sold homes and you go back and you see that somebody sold it for a lot more than you sold it for. Like, man, maybe I should have waited.
Exactly.
But this the tool sounds really, you know, really interactive. To where each time that I'm going in, I can kind of use it for a different feature, not just to, you know, not just to look at what, you know, what my property is doing, but again, to see what the community is doing.
Yep.
You know, did I make the right choice or down the road, am I going to be looking to do something else? Because we know a lot of times people are buying homes based on that immediate need. Maybe they moved and they're going to, we're in a very high military area. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I moved and now I'm here, but I'm only stationed for a certain time frame. So I am kind of tracking, like, how's that going to go by the time that maybe I get new orders and now I need to move somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, this is a really common example we see is, like, maybe you have a few vacation homes that are out of state, but you still want to keep eyes on those as well. Lots of different avenues, I would say, when it comes to HomeBot.
Right, right. So now, I guess a lot of times you know all of your different competitors that are out there, and I guess you don't even have to think about from a competitive standpoint, but other companies that are in the same space, and I think everyone's grabbing data. So where's HomeBot getting all this data? Are you just going around knocking on all the doors? Are there cameras everywhere? How's this happening?
Yeah, very loaded question, Bill. Depends on the data you're asking for. The most common question is always the home value estimate. Where does that come from? Very, very loaded answer as well. We have multiple sources. We do use CoreLogic as our main data provider.
Okay.
Pretty common in the space compared to some of the competitors.
One of the largest in the country.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. But they have a lot of different algorithms. So I think there's 9 or 11 that you can choose from. We kind of take more of the middle conservative ground. And then we also always look at public record data if it's available. And then our customers like Atlantic Bay will always send us loan data as well. So we kind of pull in as much as we can to pull the most accurate estimate that we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you heard this phrase before where, you know, we're always telling our customers that we want to be their loan officer or mortgage banker or agent or realtor for life.
Yeah.
How is HomeBot helping us along, you know, to really stay true to that mission and follow through on it? How is it helping us continue to connect with, you know, our client?
Yeah, no, great question. Well, I'll start with the stat that we always use. You've probably heard it already, but I think it was last year the Stratmore Group did a big research study, and they found that 86% of clients would reuse or refer their lender after closing, but they ask if they were to go ask them 1 year later, 74% couldn't remember their name. And I know that sounds crazy. I live in Denver right now. I'm 30 years old. I have a lot of friends currently looking at buying homes, and I swear it's true. Every single time I have a friend that goes to get pre-approved, one, I'm like, why didn't you ask me? I'll refer to someone in the industry. But two, no one can tell me their name. Mm. Sometimes I would say like maybe 50% of the time they can name the lender the company, but never the loan officer's name. So I've seen it in my own life. But that's really where HomeBot comes in. Like our goal is, one, to help the loan officer provide value pre and post transaction throughout the entire homeownership life cycle. What you'll see on the reports is that loan officer's pretty face is on the email. It's at the top and the bottom of all the reports. We really want to facilitate that connection. So regardless of when their next transaction is, or maybe they have a friend or a family member ready to make the next move, that the loan officer is truly top of mind. I don't know what it is in this industry, but everyone knows their real estate agent's name, but no one can remember the loan officer's name.
Yeah.
So our goal is to just build that personal connection while obviously educating the homeowner.
Well, I think you touched on something really important there. I guess you could agree or not, you know, or disagree, but if that's what the numbers are saying around agents and loan officers, I think a lot of it does come down to the constant touches. So yeah. During the transaction, if you think about it, a lot of times the agent is going to have more touches. They're really there with the customer, especially in the market that we've seen over the last 5 years where people are having to see so many homes and do all these different things to get into a home. So when you look at the things that we know we should do, but sometimes we just don't make the time for them or you just can't, it is the drip campaign of, did I reach out? Was I there? Did I go to closing? And then when you look at like, how can I automate some of that? You know, HomeBot's a great tool because if I didn't have time to get to it during the day, HomeBot's working for me in the background, right? So those things are happening. And I think a lot of what you talk about too is how do your loan officers and your agents collaborate and work together to make sure that they're both using the tool and they're both assisting their customer to the highest degree. So talk a little bit about that, about how it's more powerful if we're both working, kind of like pulling the same rope.
Yeah, definitely. So at HomeBot, there's kind of two customer segments. It's the loan officers as well as the real estate agents. We were a lending first platform, and then we kind of brought agents along the way. But our goal is to really, we have a co-sponsorship model, very similar, think of it as co-branding or co-marketing. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to co-brand both parties together and really create that team mentality. So depending on if we've done one deal together or 10 deals together, like let me bring you as the agent something of value versus maybe just going out to lunch, you know, every couple of months, which obviously not a bad thing, but let's actually do something that's
a lot less calories in HomeBot too, right?
You know, probably less money too in the end. But bring you something of value that I have multiple success stories with. This is how much ROI a tool has brought me. And this is the value it's going to bring you as the agent. And we can actually come alongside each other, work together, and figure out the best follow up or nurturing or being proactive, a call list, whatever you want to call it, with one tool. Let's work together, almost working smarter, not harder.
Now, do both the loan officer and the agent have kind of like equal line of sight to the data coming through on HomeBot?
Yeah, great question. So in terms of client data, is that what you're...
Yeah, so if they're reviewing like how is their customer interacting on the platform, tell me that from kind of the agent perspective.
Yep. From the agent perspective, they will see the same behavioral data. Their account looks very similar. The only difference really comes down to the features. As long as the agent is partnered with the lender on HomeBot, they have access to all the features. So there's a very, very big incentive to get partnered with your top agent.
Yeah, encouraging them, like you said before, you know, work at this as a team versus individually. And then that way, ultimately, we're providing that customer with the best service.
Exactly.
Because at the time that you think, you know, we all hate that story where, you know, you just came in through the airport, right? You're in the airport and you run into one of your past clients and they tell you, oh my gosh, you know, it's been so hectic. I just bought a home. And you're like, wait a second. You know, why didn't you call me? You know, this way we're staying top of mind and making sure if it's from the agent perspective or from the loan officer perspective that we're included in that, right? We're part of the conversation.
Exactly. So. And I would just mention, like, you already know this, but historically, agents are really big on drip campaigns. Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes a misconception that, oh, you know, HomeBot's just going to be another drip campaign for me. But the biggest difference is they can really be proactive with the tool because we are providing them that client behavioral data on the back end. Yes, I'm not saying like sending happy birthday or Merry Christmas or an email like that is a bad thing. But let us like actually show you how we can help you be more efficient and probably save marketing money at the end of the day by nurturing your top clients. Well, all the clients, but optimizing your top ones.
Yeah. And then you mentioned before, you said you're 30, not in your 30s, but you're 30. So we got a little bit of age difference between us. And I think that the marketing in these platforms have definitely changed, right? When I was originating, I sound like my dad now. Back in the day when it was like, you know, walk to school, uphill both ways, there was a lot of, you know, a lot of postcards, right? Everybody was getting their mailer. And that's how you were seeing what was happening in your neighborhood. And that still goes on now. With HomeBot now being kind of in the, you know, technology age, how do you see that that's resonating with, you know, different age groups? So, you know, people that are the same age as you, do you see that like the tool is something that they're really enjoying to go in and kind of maneuver and play around with?
Yeah.
And then the second part of that is, where's it going? Where's HomeBot going? So as we continue to, you know, get more and more, I guess, requests and need from that experience from a digital kind of age, where do you see kind of HomeBot going in that?
Let me answer the first part. So I would say I don't meet a lot of 30-year-olds in the industry yet.
Not yet.
So anyone that is, I always ask them how they got into the industry, and it's usually a family member, almost like I would say 9 out of 10 times. I would say the younger loan officers, they're just obviously they're more equipped to use technology even or multiple tools in that sense. They're more proactive with the tool. Like they feel more comfortable using video. They feel more comfortable posting on social media, whereas maybe the older loan officer still wants to send out the mailers.
We like to be called seasoned loan officers.
I know, right? The seasoned loan officers. I would say the marketing tactics are a little bit different. Okay. I'm not saying one's better or worse. I think that's one of my favorite parts about HomeBot is there are so many features. And my goal as a customer success manager is baseline, just to make sure, you know, you've got a good grasp on the navigation of your account, and then truly what top performers are doing to get loans or retention from HomeBot. Whereas once you've got that down, I always call it like HomeBot 2.0 is like, okay, let's be a little bit more proactive with the tool. How do you feel using video? Have you thought about embedding a widget on your website, which is like foreign to some people, but we can help you with that, you know? So depending on what your goal is with the platform, we have a lot of different solutions is how I think about that.
Okay.
The second piece where HomeBot is going, we've made a ton of product updates this year, more than any other year I've ever been here. We're feeling very good about the Home Digest. That we know since we've started is like top of the industry. The open rates are higher than everyone else in the space. So our goal now is kind of switched a little bit to more the buyer or the search experience. Obviously, we know people are still going to look at Zillow and the other big dogs in the industry, but we're focused on really increasing that, our listing coverage. We had a mobile app release in the last year. And then the other piece there is there's a lot more affordability features in the buy side of HomeBot now.
Okay.
I think it's amazing for first-time buyers. If I was buying a house right now, I'd be using the platform just to crunch the numbers to actually understand what they mean for me, not just maybe national averages. And then we've also released a lot of galleries, or we call them collections of homes, based on buyer's concessions, assumable mortgages, just getting a little bit more granular in the space. So depending on what consumer is coming into the platform, there's kind of a little bit of tidbits for every single different consumer there.
Yeah, and stay on that for a little bit. Yeah, I'm having a hard time seeing over here because I'm getting blinded by this ring on your finger. So congratulations
Thank
on the
you.
Engagement. So like you said, so 30, you're in the space now to where people are starting to think about, you know, buying their first home, or they have bought their first home. And with this tool, a lot of times people do make that jump. Then they get in and it's kind of like you've now, you know, the plane's in the air, you're still building it. So great, I own my first home, but now what? Kind of, you know, walk us through how you feel like the tool can guide them along that journey of, hey, I am a first time home buyer, but, and now the numbers kind of say that within the next 5 to 7 years, whatever, I may have that life situation to where, you know, kids, whatever causes, or just a move in general with work, and now I am buying my next home. So do you see a lot of your homeowners using it as that tool to help guide them to their next purchase as well?
Yeah, I would say it really depends. For the younger homeowners, I think they just enjoy getting the free resource from their loan officer, especially, like, let's say, for example, in the Denver market, if I'm buying a home in the next year, I'm probably not buying another home for a few years unless I'm tripling my salary or something like that.
Plug out there to your boss.
But I will say, especially as the rates, fingers crossed, are starting to come down a little bit more, it's a great educational tool. That's how I really look at it, especially for the younger buyers today. It's like, oh, I might have had to buy my first house over 6%, but 1 year later, I open my HomeBot report and I'm starting to see green numbers when it comes to that refi module. I don't really know what that means, but I'm going to reach out to my loan officer, my mortgage banker, just to kind of give me the full picture of what my options are. The other aspect there is maybe for the older consumer or seasoned that they've started to build a lot of wealth. Maybe the kids are off to college. Their life looks a little different than it did when they initially bought the house. There's also tidbits for them in there, like you're sitting on a lot of equity right now. Maybe it's a good time to cash out. Are you looking to do any renovations? You still have some student debt or consumer debt you can pay off. I just think of it like our goal is to educate them, get their wheels turning. And then, you know, once they do raise their hand, they have a question, we want to make sure they're going back to the Atlantic Bay mortgage banker to really be the financial expert, where we're just there to kind of like guide the top of the funnel is how I look at it. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And I, you know, especially with, like you said, with rates where they are now. So we are, everybody's sitting there on, you know, kind of pins and needles, hoping that rates continue to fall. And who knows where they will go, but being able to track that and look and say, okay, is now the right time? I see a lot of commercials out there. It's usually in the auto finance world where it's like, you know, kind of like holding your rate or holding your car. And it's like, okay, now's the right time. And I think that HomeBot is a great tool to let people, you know, I guess have that same type of experience. So, well, it sounds like you all really kind of cover everything from your first time home buyer to, you know, your person that's looking to downsize, you know, refinance, all of it. And then both sides or all three sides of the transaction where it's, you know, agent and realtor and then loan officer and then also the end consumer. So it wouldn't be a Lending Forward episode if we didn't ask you, how would you like to lend it forward in the upcoming year? So kind of if you could answer that for me, how would you lend it forward?
Yeah, I'm glad I listened to a couple episodes to prep. I thought through this question this morning. And I would just say, like, from my standpoint, you saw it last week. We've made a ton of product updates in the last couple of months. It's a lot of new information, a lot of new data for loan officers. So I think my way of lending it forward, especially through the end of the year, is just to help my customers, including you all, be more efficient in your processes. With all of this data, there's a lot of noise out there. There are so many tools. Like, let me help you work smarter. Let me walk you through, either on the agent side or the loan officer side, what this actually means, so you can start taking some of the guesswork out maybe that you previously had and reach out to the right people at the right time. I hear all the time from loan officers that they're so bombarded with the tech tools. There's so many in the space today. It's like, let me actually help you maybe consolidate that a little bit, and let me show you how you can use one tool to maybe do four or five of your things that you would usually do over the course of the week, and you can probably get it done in an hour if you're really efficient with it. So my goal is just to educate and serve in that sense, and then in return, really get feedback back from loan officers and agents and what's working and what's not, so I can better educate the next generation as well.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. You must have had some good prep time there on the flight coming over. But we really enjoyed having you here. You know, Bethany, it's been great. I think our partnership over the last couple of years has been fantastic. And hoping that, you know, people listen and find out more about HomeBot and yourself and, like you said, how you can kind of help them in their business. So,
yeah.
Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All righty.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.